It's Stacey Cole and Carol Hughes this week on Murder in the Morning, and we have a story that basically sums up like mother, like daughter, don't you think?
I don't know. It kind of sounds like that, but, you know, with these new details coming out in this case, I don't know. Was she involved in this death, the mom, or not, or what? I don't know.
And you're going to raise an eyebrow because we are talking about Corey Richens. Now, if you remember back, man, when was she arrested? Was this last year? My memory's fading. I think it was last year.
So he was found in 2022, unresponsive in the bedroom. Now, when they arrested her, because at first they didn't know what it was.
Right. And don't forget, she had to she had to write that book for her kids. Are You Still With Me, or whatever it was called, because her kids were grieving the loss of their father,
who she looks like she killed.
Correct.
Nice. She wrote a book for her kids to deal with that.
Well, you know, I mean, that's called parenting, is it not?
Sorry, so, I killed your dad. Here's a book, children.
Yeah, this should help. This should help. We'll make some money on the deal, too. So what we're talking about is the high-profile case of Corey Richens. Some new revelations have come out. A recently unsealed search warrant affidavit has shed light on potential involvement by Corey's mother, Lisa Darden, in what investigators believe could possibly be the planning and orchestration of Eric's untimely demise. This story is just getting bigger and bigger by the day. Some court documents obtained by Court TV's Detective Jeff O'Driscoll detailed suspicions surrounding Darden's proximity to a past, get this, suspicious overdose death. I wish we had, like, you know, those mystery stingers going, da-da!
Well, and that is how her own husband died, was a fentanyl overdose.
Yep.
That she administered is what they're saying, allegedly administered.
Mm-hmm. And the story gets a little weirder. Back in 2006, Darden's adult female partner, whom she shared a romantic relationship, tragically passed away from an oxycodone overdose. Despite having a history of medication abuse, the partner's demise did raise suspicions of foul play, considering Darden's recent naming as the beneficiary of her estate. Now, if you remember back to Corey's situation, she changed Eric's life insurance to reflect that she would be the beneficiary.
But what's interesting,
life insurance.
Yeah. So she like took out some policies and stuff, and and she had changed some things. But then he, unknowing to her, he was alerted to the change. He put his business partner as a beneficiary.
Yeah. And I believe he notified his family members.
Yeah.
There
was a sister too. And even he said, if anything happens to me, it was her. Like,
yep.
He suspected her of poisoning him before.
Yeah. He had an incident where he suddenly fell ill and just it raised all kinds of red flags for him for some reason.
And she, and in the meantime, she was in huge debt. She's trying to flip this $1 million house. She took money out of his business account. Like, I'm thinking it's about $500,000. So she's in a huge amount of debt. And so for her, well, if he's gone, all of her problems are solved. And she can write a book.
Yeah, which she did. So this unearths some really strange connections here. The detectives probing into Corey and Eric's personal dynamics unearthed a pattern of frequent communication between Corey and her mother, which isn't unusual.
Right.
I mean, for a mom and a daughter to talk, spanning both personal matters and business dealings. The communication threads forms a critical aspect of the investigation, though, suggesting a potential nexus between Corey's actions and her mother's past. So responding to the state's assertions, Corey's attorney, Sky Lazaro, staunchly defended Darden, emphasizing the tragic nature of her partner's addiction-related death, and dismissed allegations against Darden as baseless, asserting that her role as a beneficiary was commonplace and far from indicative of foul play. It's really the coincidence here is just uncanny, isn't it?
And, you know, I could see, you know, if they were in a relationship, a long-term relationship, and they were living together or something, I could see her being the beneficiary. And so there's something else. When I read all this stuff, I'm like, there's something else we don't know. There's a reason why they're making that public. Because mm-hmm. they wouldn't be publicly saying anything if they don't have a pretty strong connection. And yeah, implying there has that, to be something and they're there. Implying that she killed this woman, and this was years ago. They have to know something.
I wonder if they're digging up more details. I don't mean to be crude, but I wonder if they are looking into that death. You know,
they
a lot
have
of people
to be.
Do die from opioid overdoses, but now kind of makes you scratch your head and go, well, now we've got two of them
because
in the same family.
Here's the mom. Her girlfriend dies from an overdose. She's the beneficiary.
Could make some money.
Mm-hmm. Then her daughter's husband dies of an overdose. She's the beneficiary. So it's, I mean, the similarities are striking.
Yeah, they are.
I don't know, but they have to know something pretty tangible to connect these two things or to imply that the mom had something to do as well with this. You know, did the mom suggest this? Is that kind of what they're saying?
I wonder if they found a text where it's like, well, you know how my partner died, you know, and maybe she's saying Eric's driving me nuts. He doesn't want me flipping these homes, yada, yada, yada. And mom goes, well, you know how Patty or whatever her name it was, who knows, you know how she died, wink, mm-hmm. who knows? You know, this is just all speculation and we don't know anything, but who knows how that conversation went?
Yeah. And I mean, they were able to examine the mom's text messages and all that stuff. So they must see something.
Yeah, there's something there that has, it's raised a flag. It's a concern. So I think they're going to be looking into this. I think we're going to be hearing a little bit more about Lisa Darden for days to come, and it's just getting bigger.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers Podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.